Blog Talk Radio.
For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilder, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manasseh Christian Ministries. And we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to first of all take this time to thank you for tuning in. And this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Associate Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry is going to come and bless our hearts this evening with a mighty word from God. So you don't want to miss this Holy Ghost-filled woman on fire for the Lord. Tune in at 7 p.m. when Pastor Kathy will bless us. Amen. Praise be to God. I just a Thanksgiving prayer, and this is also our Thankful Thursday as well as Pray One for Another. A Thanksgiving prayer allows people to thank God for what they are given by God. A prayer of thanksgiving addresses a number of factors, including people, objects, life, food, shelter, nature, health, or weather. In daily life, people thank others for holding open a door, a gift received, or a meal shared. According to the Case for Christ Study Bible, Psalms 100 describes this prayer. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. Let us pray. Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision. And I pray your Holy Spirit manifest the breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all nine of his gifts, and that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. At this time, I'd like to welcome in the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary, because we never like to start our broadcast or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. So Holy Spirit, you are welcome here by Francesca. Praise be to God.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone.
Praise be to God. Heavenly Father, you woke us up again this morning to see another beautiful sunrise. Thank you for seeing us safely through another week. Our family is healthy. Our bills are paid. We have food and shelter, and we are thankful and blessed. We praise you in advance for opening doors for all who need jobs, for healing the sick, and for keeping us and our families covered under the shadow of his wings. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God.
Let me hear the worshipers. Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together, because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go. lift your hands and praise him now. He's worthy of the praise. I don't care what you've been through. Just know that praise is bringing you out right now. Nobody can get praise but God tonight. Come on, clap them hands.
Dear God, we want to thank you for your mercy and your abundance of promises fulfilled. We ask for you to take our hand and lead us in the ways you best see fit, and fill our hearts with the kindness you bestowed upon us. As you are impartial, please help us to treat all as equal, whether faced with fortune or adversity. Please allow all that we do while on this earth bring nothing but praise and glory to your name. Amen, amen, and amen. You are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Friday from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Associate Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry will be here to bring us a mighty word from God. So you don't want to miss this Holy Ghost-filled woman on fire for the Lord. Tune in at 7 p.m. when Pastor Kathy will bless us mightily. Amen. So at this time, I will play another selection.
No need to fret, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Don't even let the enemy get the right.
Dear Lord, I will place my hope in you. If I become discouraged, I will turn to you. If I am afraid, I will seek strength in you in every aspect of my life. I will trust you. You are my Father, and I will place my hope, my trust, and my faith in you. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. And now it is time for our devotional message. Praise be to God, which is entitled Submitting the Reins. Praise God. And the scripture reading for this message is coming from Psalms 31, verse 3. And it says, for your name's sake, you will lead me. Praise be to God for the reading of his word. I have ridden a number of horses that seem to sense what I desire with just a small motion on my part. Excuse me. They were well trained, obedient, and living in spirit. Lively, in spirit. Riding them was a joy. On the other hand, I have had a couple of horses that were impossible. They did not do what I wanted, no matter what I tried. Some were stubborn because they had never been trained properly, but others were that way because they were broken. Their spirit were damaged. As I would spend time with these noble creatures, I would often think of the parallels with how we respond to God. When we are sensitive to and submit to the Lord's promptings, life is a joy, even when we are plowing through rough terrain. But when we are stubborn and resistant, everything, even the easiest trails, become difficult. Today, are you being sensitive to the Lord's promptings, or are you fighting him? God wants you to join him on this great adventure of life. He knows the way. He knows the best way to take and how to navigate the obstacles in a manner that won't break your spirit. Whether the ride is a joy or a trial, it's up to you. Let him have the reins. I hope and pray that this devotional message was a blessing to you as it is to me. Submitting the rain. Amen. Let us pray. Jesus, I submit the reins of my life to you. Make me sensitive to your promptings so I can obey and completely obey you completely. Amen? Amen. And that is our devotional message for this evening. So again, at this time, I will play another song.
selection. Praise be to God.
Lord, when life is difficult, I am tempted to abandon hope in the future. But you are my God, and I can draw strength from you. Let me trust you, Father, in good times and in bad times. Let me persevere, even if my soul is troubled. And let me follow your Son, Jesus Christ, this day and every day and forever and ever. Amen, amen, and amen. Again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, sweet hour of prayer where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry is going to come and bless our hearts this evening with a mighty word from God. So you don't want to miss this Holy Ghost-filled woman on fire for the Lord. Tune in at 7 p.m. when Pastor Kathy will bless our hearts with a word from the Lord. And you can dial in 319-527-6204. To God be the glory. At this time, I will play another selection.
Bitterness puts distance between you and God. In Proverbs 10 and 12, and the CSB tells us, hatred stirs up conflicts, but love covers all offenses. Are you mired in the quicksand of bitterness or regret? If so, it's time to free yourself from the mire. The world holds few, if any, rewards for those who remain angrily focused upon the past. Still, the act of forgiveness is difficult for all but the most saintly men and women. Being frail, fallible, imperfect human beings, most of us are quick to anger, quick to blame, slow to forgive, and even slower to forget. Yet we know that it's best to forgive others, just as we too have been forgiven. If there exists even one person, including yourself, against whom you still harbor bitter feelings, it's time to forgive and move on. Bitterness and regret are not part of God's plan for you, but God won't force you to forgive others. It's a job that only you can finish, and the sooner you finish it, the better. Amen. Forgiveness is the key that unlocks the door of resentment and the handcuffs of hate. It is a power that breaks the chains of bitterness and the shackles of selfishness. Bitterness is a spiritual cancer, a rapid growing malignancy that can consume your life. Bitterness cannot be ignored, but must be healed at the very core. And only Christ can heal bitterness. Grudges are like hand grenades. It is wise to release them before they destroy you. Sin is a deed or memory that hampers or binds human personality. You can never fully enjoy the present if you're bitter about the past. Instead of living in the past, make peace with it and move on. Ephesians 4:31-32 in the CSB says, all bitterness, anger, and wrath, insult, and slander must be removed from you, doing along with all wickedness. And be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving one another, just as God also forgave you in Christ. Amen. Praise be to God. James 3:16 in the CSB says, for where evil and selfish ambition exists, there is disorder and every kind of evil. Proverbs 14:10 in the New King James Version says, the heart knows its own bitterness, and a stranger does not share its joy. Romans 12:19 in the MSG says, don't insist on getting even. That's not for you to do. I'll do the judging, says God. I'll take care of it. Amen. Praise be to God for the reading of his word. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, free us from anger and bitterness. When we are angry,
We cannot feel the peace that you intended for our life. When we are bitter, we cannot sense your presence. Keep us mindful that forgiveness is your commandment. Let us turn away from the bitterness and instead claim the spiritual abundance that you offer through the gift of your Son. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. And at this time, I will play another selection, because a family that prays together stays together. Praise God.
You picked a way to go. At the fork of the road, living day by day, so life goes. Never say never, or come what may, for there's a greater power. And on the right hand of the throne, he reigns. Prayer changes things. Prayer changes things. Down on your knees you pray, rising up to a blessing. Prayer changes things. Trying to make tomorrow better than today. Yesterday's rain brings hope of a Sunday. Never say never, or come what may. For there's a greater power, and on the right hand of the throne, he reigns. Prayer changes things. Prayer changes things. Down on your knees you pray, rising up to a blessing. Prayer changes things. Rising up to a blessing. Prayer changes things. Oh, 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 oh.
Amen. Praise be to God. And that concludes our sweet hour of prayer. And now it is time for the word. And while we're waiting on our speaker for this evening, I will play a short selection while we're waiting. Praise be to God.
Just gotta wait. You gotta trust him and give him time.
No matter how long it takes, he's a God.
He's a God. You can't hurry.
He'll be there.
Don't you worry.
Oh, well, he may not come when you call him,
but he's right on time.
Oh, you can't hurry God. Oh no, you just gotta wait.
Gotta trust him and give him time.
No matter how long it takes, he's a God.
He's a God. You can't hurry.
You can't hurry.
He'll be there.
Don't you worry.
Don't you worry.
Oh, well, he may not come when you call him, but he's right on time.
Ooh.
God is the way maker. With great powers. Oh,
you carry on.
On him until my change come. Now it is time for the word. So at this time, our very own Pastor Kathy Dupos is going to come and bless our hearts this evening with a mighty word from God. So we are going to welcome her with a hand clap praise. Amen. God bless you, Pastor Kathy. How are you this evening?
Oh, God bless you, dear heart. Doing awesome. Thank you.
Praise be to God. It's in your hands.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, bless the Lord, oh, my soul. I tell you, life is, I don't know if anybody's paying attention, but there's so much going on in life. There is so much going on in life, and how could you not pay attention? You know, I think it was Peter. He says, you've got to stay alert, okay? You're not paying attention. Things are happening. Oh, my goodness, glory to God. Things are happening in the spirit realm, but you're in the natural. So you don't see, my goodness, glory to God. You know what the sad part is? You don't even see your blessings coming because you're still in the natural.
Okay.
There's times when God has told me to do something, and I go, well, Lord, you know, I can't. That's what you, and because I got in the natural with what I heard in my spirit, I didn't hear anything else.
Okay.
He's never going to talk to you in the natural. He's a spirit. My goodness, glory to God.
Amen.
And so, you know, I kind of was joking. I thought, Lord, you know, and that was it. I didn't hear any more in my spirit. Why? The spirit is never going to converse with your natural. Come on now. You've got to be tuned in. And the reason why you got to be tuned in, because you're missing so much.
Yes.
We all are. There's so much going on that you don't even know about. Not because you're not privileged, but because you're not paying attention. The word of God says, be sober and a sound mind so you can make good decisions.
Yes.
You can be alert. with what's going on right now. Precious and Heavenly Father, just want to say for all that you've done, all that you're doing, and all that you're going to do. Thank you, God. You woke us up this morning, clothed in our right mind, divine healing within our bodies. You saw fit, oh God, to allow us to see another day. Father God, you took us to and fro. My goodness, glory to God. And we don't have a clue of all the dangers you protected us from today.
Amen.
But we can say thank you. We can say thank you. Huh? You know, I know there's so many people out there going, the devil is busy. Yeah?
Hey.
Well, my God is busy too. Come on now.
All right now.
My goodness. I have never seen my God not be busy. My God, oh my goodness, you got to understand the devil left with a third. He only had a third of the angels. So
okay.
He was already outnumbered. He's already outnumbered.
Yes.
So since he only has a third, what makes you think he's that much busier than your God? Come on now.
Yeah.
My goodness, glory to God. Father God, have your way with this word right now. As you always say, it's not going to fall on deaf ears. They're going to hear me. But I need them and all they're getting to get understanding. Thank you, God. Use me as a vessel to speak to the people right now. Let your word come forth as you have given it to me. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
Woo!
Praise God.
I tell you, one of these days, I'm going to get on the line, and I ain't going to be rushing, ain't going to be dodging, trying to get through the door, running up the stairs. Woo! I'm just going to calmly come, get this word, and say, oh, bless the Lord, I'm ready to go. Not. I don't know what day that's going to happen. But it ain't going to be today. Come on now.
Okay.
My goodness, glory to God. Here we go. You know, when you see churches that have those signs outside the church,
yeah.
Sometimes take a look at what the church sign says. Huh? There's a lot of meat there. You know, I'm driving to work, and I literally go down this path. I don't even know what to call it. But the directions that the GPS takes me, she takes me to this place.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she thinks she's taking me the short way, so I don't know which way she's taking me. But anyway, I get on this one street, and it says prayer mile.
Mm.
And because it says that, I go, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I just start praying. Because I'm like, okay, someone done stuck prayer mile here. And then when I get to the end, it says, amen.
Oh.
I said, oh, my goodness. So guess what? My goodness, glory to God. Thank you, Father. You're not even going to we're not even going to have an excuse for not praying. Look what God did.
Mm-hmm.
He touched somebody's heart and allowed them to stick in their yard, prayer mile, start praying right now. And then at the end of the mile, he says, amen.
Amen.
I said, what? God is making sure you don't have an excuse at all.
Not to pray.
You're not doing the things that he called you to do. Come on now.
Because,
you know, some people get up and they go, oh, I was so busy. I was trying to get in the car and trying to get to work. Forgetting about the fact that God gave you the job in the first place. Oh, my goodness. And then forgetting the fact that the only reason you were getting in the car because he gave you the car. But anyway, you was too busy to say, God, thank you for another day of life, health, and strength. Watch over me and my family, oh God.
Yes,
give us
yes.
traveling mercy, oh God. Mm-hmm. Open up my eyes, Holy Ghost, that I can see what's coming at me.
Okay.
You're too busy to do that. Too busy to cover yourself.
Yeah.
Okay. And so, so what the man got it in the yard.
Mm-hmm.
And every time I go through that street, it says, prayer mile, start praying. So I started praying. I ain't stupid. I started praying. And then when you get to the end, it says amen.
Amen.
I said, you know what, even if I am running, even if I am losing it, trying to get in the car and get going, God gave me a street that I can see where it says, pray now.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end of the street, it says, amen.
That's right.
I said, okay, and it does calm you down.
Oh, yes.
When you see that, oh, yeah. You start praying, you calm down.
Absolutely.
We got to stop being so busy, because guess what? We're busy doing nothing anyhow.
Come on now.
Mm. My goodness, glory to God. I am so grateful that I looked at this church sign, and that's what I was trying to tell y'all while I went all around the avenue. I look at church signs because I love what they be saying. So then I be like, okay, I didn't get that, and I'll just keep going. Well, I saw one the other day. And it says, is prayer steering wheel or your spare tire?
Mm.
I said, what you say? Come on now. Oh, look. And I seen it right after I was supposed to be praying on that mile. Well, anyway, y'all going to get it later, so I'm just going to keep going. Here we go. Look where we coming from. We are coming from the Gospel of Luke.
Mm.
The Gospel of Luke, chapter 24, verses 49. Luke chapter 24, verse 49. And then we're going to go straight into the New Testament, and we're coming from Acts 19:2 and Acts chapter 2 verses 37 through 39 and then Acts chapter 19 verse 2. Amen. Thank you, God. Oh, yes. Wait, one more.
Yes.
Ephesians chapter 6 verses 11 and 12.
Yes.
Thank you, God. I hope y'all got all that. Luke chapter 24 verse 49. Acts chapter 2, verses 37 through 39, Acts chapter 19, verse 2, and Ephesians chapter 6, verses 11 and 12. There we go. Here we go.
Amen.
Thank you, God. Luke chapter 24, verses 49, it says, and behold, my goodness, glory to God. Behold, I am sending you the promises of my Father. I am sending the promise of my Father upon you. But remain in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high. I like that. He says, I'm sending you the promises of my Father. So what he's saying is that my Father promised me some things, but I'm going to turn it over to you because it's time for me to go. So I'm going to turn it over to you because I already got what he promised me. Oh, my goodness, glory to God. I got to stand up on that one. He said, I already got what he promised me.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute, what you get? You came down here, did a couple of miracles, and got thrown on a cross that you didn't deserve to be on, and they just jacked you all up, and now you're going back home to be on the throne. What did you get? What did you get? I got what I came for.
Mm-hmm.
What did you come for? Mm.
Ooh.
Last time I checked, he said he came for the lost.
Come on now.
Yeah. Oh, you calling him a liar? You don't think he got the lost? He got him. I'll tell y'all that in a minute. Hold on to that thought.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. He says, but remain in the city until you've been clothed from power on high. And then we're going to go to Acts 2, verses 37 through 39. When the people heard this, they were cut to the heart and asked Peter and other apostles, brothers, what shall we do? Peter replied, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness or remission of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. This promise belongs to you, your children, and all who are far off, to all whom the Lord our God will call to himself. My goodness. Acts 19, 1 and 2. While Apollos was at the Corinth, Paul passed through the interior and came to Ephesus. Then he found some disciples, and he asked them, "Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you became believers?" "No," they answered. "We have not even heard that there is a Holy Spirit." And then, you know, verse 3 says, "Into what then were you baptized?" Paul answered, "The baptism of John," they replied. Amen. And the last one is Ephesians 6, 11 and 12. And it says, "Put on the full armor of God so that you can make your stand against the devil's schemes."
Mm-hmm.
For the struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this world's darkness, and against the spiritual forces of evil in heavenly places. My goodness, glory to God. May the Lord continue to add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and always the doing of his word. Amen.
Amen.
Mm-mm. The title of this message is The Wrestling Match. Thank you, God. The Wrestling Match. My goodness. You know, I got to take y'all back to when Jesus got baptized. There was a lot just said, but just hold on. We're going to ride it on out. You're going to get it. So Jesus gets baptized, and when he comes up out of the water, y'all know the story. The dove flew down, and you could hear the heavenly voice say, "This is my son who I'm well pleased."
Mm-hmm.
And the dove landed on him. The dove is symbolic of the Holy Spirit. Now, y'all stay with me. I'm going somewhere. And so the dove is symbolic of the Holy Spirit. So it landed on Jesus. And then it says that thing that happened after he got baptized, he was led by the Spirit of God into the wilderness to be tested. Did you hear me? He was led by the Spirit of God. He was not led by the devil. Mm-hmm. He was led by the Holy Ghost into the wilderness to be tested. My goodness, glory to God. Thank you, Father. Here's the thing. How can the Holy Ghost lead you anywhere if you're not with him? Take a moment. Think about that one. Okay? Now, here we go. So the Holy Ghost led him into the wilderness to be tested. So apparently, after he got baptized, he received the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost came upon him. That's good right there. So now, we see what it says, and I had to skip a couple of verses and read them so you can get the whole, everything that God is saying in this word. Okay, so we see that in Acts chapter 2, verses 37 to 38, they said, you know, the crowd asked Peter now, "What shall we do?" Peter says, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost." Or, I'm sorry, the Holy Spirit. Now, watch this. We look at Acts chapter 19 and 2, and it says Paul, when he came to Ephesus, okay, he's coming into this town, and he looks and he sees some disciples, and he says to them, "Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you became believers?" Okay. So a lot of people are going, you don't have to be baptized to be a believer. No, you don't. Because Baptism is just an outward statement that you're turning your life over to Christ, right?
Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing. My thing is, if I want everything that Jesus had, then I've got to do everything that Jesus did.
Come on.
Jesus, and he went and got baptized.
Thank you.
I don't care what the world is trying to get me to understand about the baptism. It's not important. You don't have to be baptized. My thing is, well, hold on. If I'm a follower of Christ, then I've got to follow him to the letter. And the letter tells me he went and found John and got baptized.
Amen, amen.
Come on now. So if Jesus got baptized, what makes me think I don't have to get baptized? Because I'm looking going, well, if it wasn't important, then why did he go down? Because if we didn't need to get baptized, Jesus wouldn't have went and got no water. That was the very first thing he did when he came to John. He says, okay. And John said, I'm not fit to. Yes, you are. You're the one baptizing.
That's right.
And as soon as he came up out of the water, the Holy Spirit came upon him.
Yes.
Okay. See, this is why you got to know Bible, because there's a lot in this. And so now I'm going to jump back to Luke 22:49, where he says to them, I'm going to send you the promises of my Father. I'm going to send that unto you. He says, but remain in the city until you've been clothed with the power from on high.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at the commentaries and everything else, he's telling them, don't you do anything until the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit has come upon you. Okay? Because he explains to them, once the Holy Spirit comes upon you, you're going to receive the power that you're going to need to do the works that I'm sending you out here to do. In fact, let me go a little bit further. You're going to need the Holy Spirit to even survive as a child of God. Come on now. My
yes,
God,
indeed.
Don't you know, as soon as you say, oh, yeah, I'm a child of God. I'm a woman of God. I'm a man of God. Oh, yeah, I'm blessed and highly favored. And the devil is looking going, you are, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. I see. Miguel, go get her. She's so blessed and highly. Get her. Because guess what? We just read it. Why he's saying, God is telling you to put on the whole armor because you wrestle not against flesh and blood. Okay? You're wrestling, but not against flesh and blood. Oh, my goodness, glory to God. See, a lot of times you say, Philly don't like me. Sally doing this to me. That, you're not wrestling with them.
That's right.
You're still wrestling with Satan. He might be using them, but you're not wrestling with them because they're not God's enemy. Satan is. Huh? And he says, you got to understand, you're not wrestling against flesh and blood. You are wrestling against powers in dark places. Huh? Spiritual forces. Huh? Sitting on high. He done came from heaven. And he's in a very dark place. And guess what he's doing? He's trying to take everybody else with him.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. So now you got Jesus getting baptized and the Holy Spirit coming upon him.
Mm-hmm.
Once the Holy Spirit came upon him, he led her into the wilderness to be tempted. Guess what? He already knew he wasn't sending him in on his own. He wasn't going to be tempted in his strength. He was going to be tested in the strength of the Holy Ghost. Okay? If I say Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost, just don't count it against me. It's the same thing for me, okay? I was raised up on Holy Ghost, and so now they want it to be Holy Spirit. Okay, Holy Spirit. So anyway, so now we see that the Holy Spirit led him into the wilderness, right? And here's the thing. When he led him into the wilderness, he led him to be tempted because he knew that he was not operating in his own strength. But what he was trying to do was not to show Jesus that he wasn't operating in his own strength. He was trying to get him, oh my goodness, glory to God, to show the rest of the world he was.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Everything that's in that Bible is for the ones that's coming afterwards. Yeah. Well, it ain't for the people that was in the story because they in the story. So everything that's in the Bible is for everyone that's coming afterwards. And so now you see that it's in the Bible that he was being tempted. He was led by the Spirit of God to be tempted. Why? Because the Holy Spirit is trying to let you know how important it is that you recognize what his position is, that you recognize he exists, that you recognize you need him.
Amen.
There is no way that you are going to walk as a Christian without the help of the Holy Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to be able to do it. If you could do it, Jesus, come on now, Jesus wouldn't have needed the Holy Spirit to come upon him.
Come on now.
I told you everything he did, everything he went through, he was doing it for us. Okay?
Yeah.
So that Holy Spirit came upon him to show us you need that to get the power. Watch this.
Amen.
Oh, my goodness. Glory to God.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Here's the thing.
Mm-hmm. When Jesus was leaving the disciples, he says, yeah, I'm going to give you what the Father has promised for you to have, but don't you do anything until you've been clothed with power from high. It does not matter that you are a child of God. It does not matter that you are a disciple. It does not matter that you blessed and highly favored. Because guess what? Without the Holy Ghost, you're naked.
Come on.
And you should be ashamed to walk around naked. Okay? You have been going to church for I don't know how long, and you still naked?
Oh.
Yeah, you naked. You know how I know you naked? Because God is sending his message. He's sending his message because everybody hasn't gotten it yet. I said, uh-oh.
Mm-hmm.
So that means there are still a whole lot of folks who is not, hear me now, they still don't know who the Holy Ghost is. They haven't a clue what the purpose of the Holy Spirit is. They just have not turned the light switch on yet. Guess what you are? If you are a child of God, blessed and highly favored, and all of that, you are no more than a light bulb that hasn't been screwed in yet. Because guess what? A light bulb that hasn't been screwed in yet, it don't put off no light. Because it doesn't have the power to yet.
Oh, yes.
You've got to understand, in order for you to let the world see the light of God, you have got to get screwed in.
Yes.
You are the light bulb that's unscrewed. Can you imagine going in a dark room and the light bulb is sitting on the bed and you say, why it's so dark? Take the light bulb and screw it in so it can get some power. Okay? Without the power, you're going to remain in darkness.
Okay.
But guess what? This is how the devil is duking folks. Because you walking around, you're a child of God. You walking around, you blessed and highly favored. And that's all fine and dandy. But you know what the devil is doing? He is laughing his head off. He's going, no. Them saying that they are a child of God, blessed and highly favored mean nothing to me because they don't have the power yet. And I know you're saying, I don't have to be baptized to be a believer. No, you don't. You really don't.
Be quiet.
But something tells me you are missing something when you don't get baptized. When I tell you I have a burden, my husband could say, I have a burden for souls to be baptized. And folks be talking me down. They don't have to be baptized if they don't want to. Yeah, I get what you're saying. But I also know that this burden that I'm carrying is not my own. If I'm burdened to see people baptized, it's because that's what God has put in my spirit. He's put that burden on me.
Amen.
And everywhere I go, I tell folks about the baptism. Why? Mm-hmm. To this day, I still got it on my lips. There was a pastor that I would always go in there, me and Pastor Stephen, I'd always go in there, and I go, can we use the baptism pool? Can we use the baptism pool? And he saw me one day. He said, hey, y'all using our baptismal pool more than we are. And I looked at him, and I thought, he thinks that's funny. I would be ashamed to say that. That means you're not telling anyone about baptism.
Exactly.
Because you don't think it's important. If it wasn't important, Jesus wouldn't have done it himself. That was the very first thing he did.
Yes.
And guess what? He didn't get tempted until he went down and got baptized. Why? Because look what Acts 2:38 said. Those folks are saying, what do we have to do, brothers? What do we got to do? And they say, you got to repent and be baptized for the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Looks to me like that's in the same sentence with getting baptized. Ooh, wonder why that is. Repent, get baptized, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. That's in Acts 2:38.
Yes.
You know what? When folks come to us to get baptized, my dearly beloved Sister Johnson, we, because of the confession of your faith that you have in Jesus, that he died on a cross, rose up again, I now do indeed baptize you in the name of Jesus for the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name. And then we dunk them.
Mm-hmm.
So you know what that means?
Mm.
When you come up out of that water, you might not see it, but that dove has just landed on your shoulders.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you just got the gift of the Holy Ghost. Look at Acts 2:38. He says, repent, be baptized, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost.
Exactly.
So as soon as you come up, you're getting the gift of the Holy Ghost.
That's right.
I don't understand why people are trying to talk down baptism.
Hmm.
I don't understand why they don't really talk about the Holy Ghost. I don't get it. You cannot survive as a child of God without the Holy Spirit giving you the power to survive in a very dark world.
Amen.
You're a child of God. You're walking around. Child of God, I'm a believer. Yeah, you're a believer. That just means that you believe.
Exactly.
Doesn't mean you got any power. You know how I know? Look at what happened with Paul. Paul was coming through Corinth. And he steps into Ephesus. Now, you got to hear what the Spirit is saying in this sentence. Paul stepped into Ephesus. He looked around. Oh, my goodness, what is going on in this town?
Mm.
You got homemongers. You got, oh, my goodness, all kind of sexual immorality. You got sexual perversion going on. You got anything and everything. You got Vegas in there. You got Sodom and Gomorrah. There's so much going on in Ephesus. So when Paul stepped into that town and he could see all this, guess what he did? He went over to those disciples and said, Look here, did y'all receive the Holy Ghost when y'all believed, when you first believed? No, we haven't even heard of no Holy Ghost. Okay. I know Paul said, oh my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
So you haven't received the Holy Spirit yet. We don't even know. And it says, hardened and touched, and immediately they received the gift of the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues. Here's the thing. Paul steps into that city, and he says, there's no way these disciples are going to survive without the power from the Holy Ghost to help them get through this darkness. And so he said, did you guys receive the Holy Spirit when you first believed? No, we haven't even heard of the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And you know why God is bringing this out? Because there's so many people that I have come across. And I said, you know, pray in the Spirit. And they saying, what? I said, you know, pray in the Spirit, meaning let the Holy Ghost flip your tongue so that no one understands what you're saying except you and God, because it's private. And they said, oh, well, we don't really talk about the Holy Spirit. I don't really understand what the Holy Ghost purpose is, or Holy Spirit, whatever y'all call the thing. And I go, oh, King Jesus, what did they just say? Whatever you call the thing.
Wow.
The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God.
Come on. Educate them.
And without the power from on high,
mm-hmm.
Jesus told the disciples, don't you dare do
anything
until you get the power from on high.
Yes.
Until the Holy Spirit had come upon you. Why? Because without it, it doesn't matter that you're a disciple. You'll be just like that man and say, we came in here and you know what they said, Jesus' name. Them demons turned around and said, what you say? Because the demons recognized he had no power.
Mm-hmm.
He said, yeah, we in here. And Jesus, they tore his butt up. Could not survive as a child of God without the power of the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, without the Holy Spirit, you will never, ever understand what's happening in the spirit realm. It will always be a mystery to you, because the Holy Spirit is also a teacher. He's teaching you what those things are.
Mm-hmm.
He's breaking it down into your language. But if you don't have a teacher on board, oh my goodness, glory to God. If you don't have a teacher on board, if you don't have a comforter, you don't even have anyone to comfort you in your time of pain. If you don't have anyone leading and guiding you, saying, don't go this way, go this way. Don't go that, don't do that, do this. Right? And most people say, that's just a conscience. No, that's the Spirit of God.
Yes, it
who
is.
Who knows all things.
Mm-hmm.
And at this day and time, you're saying, surely everyone knows who the Spirit of God is, who the Holy Spirit, who the Comforter. Come on, you know. But they don't. Everyone doesn't know. Yes, in the Pentecostal church and the holiness churches, they call them the Holy Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
And in other churches, they say the Holy Spirit, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing. When they say Holy Ghost, they're just saying that it's the Spirit of God that you cannot see. But he's there.
Mm-hmm.
And so now, if Jesus looked at his disciples and said, don't do anything until you are clothed with power from on high.
Yes.
And then he says, you got to understand, you got to put on the whole armor of God. And guess what? The armor is based on the power that's coming from on high.
Amen.
Yeah. If you don't put on the armor, if you don't allow the Holy Ghost to clothe you, because Jesus told them, until you've been clothed from power on high. Mm-hmm. Right? The
right.
Holy Ghost is, God is trying to tell you, for all of you out there, and they are some, even right now, under the sound of my voice, that still don't know the purpose of the Holy Ghost. They have not been baptized in the Spirit of God.
Mm.
And yeah, you got people saying, you ain't got to speak in tongues to mean that you got the Holy Spirit. But here's the thing. You may not have to speak in tongues. The tongues is just evidence that you got them. That's all that is. Because guess what? When they was in the upper room and the Spirit of God fell on that place, suddenly, guess what? They all started speaking in different languages.
Languages, yes.
Come on now. That is your heavenly language. That's the language that you can go to God in prayer in that language, and the devil will never understand what you're saying to God. And if he doesn't understand, then he can't use it against you.
Mm-hmm.
If you're sitting there going, Lord, you got to help me. I struggle with perversion. I got to get on the internet, and I just like all kind of perversion. I like seeing dogs having sex with humans. I just like all... And as you're saying it, the devil is building up his weapons against you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because guess what? You, whether you want to be or not, you are in this wrestling match. Yeah.
All of us.
And guess what? God is trying to let you know, you don't wrestle against flesh and blood.
No. Nope.
You wrestling against evil in dark
nope,
places. From on high. And you know what that means?
Mm-hmm.
In order for you to wrestle in this match, you have got to have the Spirit of God on you. And guess what? The funny part is, whether you got the Holy Ghost or not, or understand what he is or whatever, you still going to be in a wrestling match. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Just because you don't have the Holy Ghost does not mean the devil isn't going to come at you. In fact, he's going to come a whole lot quicker.
Oh, yeah.
Because he know you ain't got no power. But here's the thing. Because you don't acknowledge the Holy Spirit, you don't understand what he is, you better get in that word and find out what is the purpose of the Holy Spirit in all of our lives. I tell you, I could not make it if the Holy Spirit wasn't breaking things down for me. There are times when I'm in so much pain, I don't even know how to pray. But he takes those moanings and groanings to God for me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you got it.
You got to know what his purpose is in your life. Because here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
So while the Holy Ghost is sitting there looking at you and you have not received him yet, you are not a threat to Satan. Everybody that opens up their mouth and say, I don't believe in heaven and hell. Oh, my goodness. The devil is just having a field day with you.
Mm-hmm.
If you say, I believe in God, but I don't believe in the devil is having a field day with you.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't believe he exists.
Mm-hmm.
He can mess with you because you don't believe he exists.
Mm-hmm.
Just because you say you don't believe in him doesn't mean he's going to stop messing. He's going to mess with you even more.
Yes,
it would behoove everyone that doesn't know anything about the Holy Spirit to find out about him. You've got to know why Jesus told them, don't do anything until the Holy Spirit has come upon you, because you're going to need that power.
Oh,
you
yeah.
cannot operate in darkness until mm-hmm. you receive power. The light bulb is no good until you have twist it in the socket where it can get some power.
That's right. That's right.
This day and time, it shouldn't be anybody out there that doesn't know who the Holy Ghost is. But unfortunately, there are people out there that still don't know.
Yeah.
And God is trying to make you aware.
Mm-hmm.
The only reason that the devil is still duking you out is because you don't understand the purposes of the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know why Jesus sent him back here to be with us. because he knew we could not withstand anything without the Holy Spirit. Guess what? Jesus couldn't withstand anything without the Holy Spirit. It says, as soon as he came up out of the water, that the Spirit of God sent him into the wilderness to be tested. But guess what? He had the Holy Spirit upon him.
Mm-hmm. Yes, thank you.
So he could stand the test.
Yes.
Everything Satan came at him with, he came back with the Word of God.
Thank you, God. Thank you.
You are going to wrestle whether you want to or not. So if I was you, I'd get to know the Word of God a lot better than you have been. If I was you, I'd get to know prayer and the power of prayer.
Yes.
And if you haven't been baptized in the Spirit yet, I suggest you ask God to show you what the Holy Spirit is, what his purpose is, and then to fill you with his presence.
Presence. Hallelujah.
You have no power. You in a wrestling match that you can't win, but you're supposed to win because God is doing the fighting. But he's not fighting for you because you haven't received his Spirit yet.
That's right. That's right.
So it's like you walking in darkness all alone. And you don't have to.
No.
Take the light bulb and twist it in.
Come
you
on
now.
You see
the Holy Ghost so you can have power.
Yes.
Just because you're a Christian, Satan ain't scared of you. He's scared of the Holy Spirit.
That's
but
right.
Here's the good news. Before I come to a close,
Amen.
Here's the good news. The Holy Spirit is not, Satan is not occupied. Satan does not have the leading and guiding of the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit is not helping Satan. So you know what that means? He don't got the Holy Ghost either. And because he don't have the Holy Ghost, he don't have any power.
None whatsoever.
Uh-oh. So all the things that everyone's giving him credit, the devil did this, the devil did that. He don't have any power because he don't have the Holy Spirit.
That's right.
That's the only time you get the power.
Yes, yes,
Satan
yes.
only has what you give him. What he's doing is he has no power. He's just messing with your mind.
Amen. That's right. That's it.
He's got you all messed up
messed
thinking
up.
He's got power when he's really just messing with your mind. You ever seen a little person come up against a big person and they look at the person and say, go ahead, say something. See if I don't punch your lights out.
Hey.
And the person is like 6 feet and the little person is about 4 feet.
What
and they go, go ahead, say something. Say something. Yeah. I'll knock your block off. And the six-foot person is looking at the four-footer, and they'll say one word. I will take your head off your body. And the six-footer is going, man, ain't nobody messing with you. And they walk away. Why? Because the little person messed with their head.
Yeah.
The little person convinced you that they were strong. They have your size. But they convinced you that they were stronger than you. You know how I know this exists? My sister did it all the time. I was looking at this girl going, what is she doing? She don't know how to fight. She said, go ahead, say something. Go ahead, go ahead. Come up on me and see what I do. And I said, that's me she getting ready to throw in that fight. Because this girl can't fight. And I'm looking at the people she's coming up against, and I'm saying to myself, ain't no way I could be down. What is she doing? She said, go ahead, say something. And she was the littlest thing there. They looked at her, man, ain't nobody messing with you. And they walk off. She said, yeah, go ahead, go ahead, go ahead. Try me if you want to. And for years, I would wonder, what is going on? Because this girl cannot fight. Because she can mouth off and have you thinking that she's going to do exactly what she's saying. And that's what the devil does. He gets in your mind, and he's playing in your mind, making you think he can do a lot more than he can. He has no power because he doesn't have the Holy Ghost.
Exactly.
So guess what? When you receive the Holy Ghost, you got an edge on him. He don't got the power. No. You do. But because you don't know the word of God, you don't understand the purposes of the Holy Spirit, you think you're powerless.
That's
and
right.
You're not.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He looked at it. He said, don't y'all do anything until you receive this power.
Mm-hmm.
My goodness, glory to God. Because guess what? We all going to have to wrestle. There's things that come upon us every single day in our lives.
Everything.
And we got to wrestle whether we want to or not. You go to your job, minding your own business, just want to go in there, do your job, go home. Somebody looking at you go, you know Sally over there talk about you. And you saying, so? You don't mean nothing. You ain't heard what she said. I ain't concerned with
right.
Sally. Well, you need to hear what Sally say. And then
no,
all of a sudden the devil done messed with your mind. And you look at them and go, what she said? That is foolishness. You know how many people talked about Miss Kathy at my last job? They say whatever they want to say. I just keep on going. Because I'm saying to myself, who got honked? Me or you? You did. Because I didn't let what you say affect me.
That's right.
I went on about my business. You got punked. The people looking at each other going, oh, you ain't going to punk me. I'm about to show. No. If you say something, you
That's
just
right.
got punked.
Exactly. Best
Guess what? Some folks were saying all kind of stuff to Jesus. Jesus didn't open his mouth.
Mm-mm. No, he did not.
Silence is your weapon.
Yes, indeed.
All I can tell you. The title of this message is Wrestling Match. You know why? Because every single day you are in a wrestling match. You just are not aware sometimes that you're in it. But you're in it. Even when life is going good, you're still in a wrestling match. Why? Because guess what? Now that he see you got a little stronger and he can't get you like he used to, he go after the ones you love. He do it to Jesus all the time.
Mm-hmm.
He know he can't get to Jesus, so he goes after us. Why? Because he knows that God loves us.
Amen.
I'm trying to tell you, don't give in to Satan messing with your mind. Mm-hmm. If you are that light bulb that is laying across the bed, get yourself up and get into that lamp and screw your own self in so you can get some power. The Holy Ghost wants to lead and guide you in the way you ought to go. But he cannot do that if you don't acknowledge him.
That's
if
right.
you don't allow him to.
Mm-hmm.
Look in the Word of God. It says you have grieved the Holy Spirit. How? Because you won't allow him to operate in you. You won't allow him to protect you. You won't allow him to lead and guide you. You won't allow him to do what the Father sent him to do.
All
take
right.
care of you.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to allow him to do that. I'm trying to tell you, God is looking after us, and he's saying, I sent everything they need so that they can withstand the schemes of the devil. But they're not taking advantage of what I sent them. I sent them. The Holy Ghost, and that's everything that they need. Amen.
Amen. Woo. Praise be to God. We want to thank Pastor Kathy for that wonderful word that deserves a hand clap. Praise. At this time, we'd like to ask our guests online to give a brief response on how they enjoyed the word this evening. And we're going to start with 704-724. God bless you. How are you this evening? And do you have a response on how you enjoy the word this evening? Amen?
Amen. Yes. I'd like to thank, I did enjoy the word tonight. I'd like to thank God for allowing me to hear a wonderful word tonight, to allow me to be here on this Thursday to listen to hear the word of God tonight from Pastor Kathy.
Amen. And truly, Pastor Kathy, it was a wonderful word tonight. I truly enjoyed it. And I would not want to be without the Holy Spirit dwelling inside of me. Oof, I tell you, it's nothing like it. So God bless you for this word. And I also like to thank our caller 623-271. 704-352 for showing up in the spirit and didn't find it robbery to hear the word of God this evening. So God bless them. And at this time, Pastor Kathy is going to give us the call to salvation and the benediction as we're coming to a closing of this part of our program for this evening. Amen. Back to you, Pastor
Kathy. Amen. God bless you. I tell you, people don't understand. Mm-hmm. When they get off the line too quick, they're missing something.
Yeah.
You know, they don't understand. When I ask someone, I'll ask Elder Theo, or I ask someone else, go ahead, do the prayer. Go ahead, do this. Guess what that's doing? That's God giving them a platform to get familiarized with what he's called them to do.
Amen.
You know, I don't think anyone understands. When I get on this line and I tell you, I send out 60-something blasts every time I get on. And, you know, few people get on and some people don't get on. And it's okay, I just keep going anyway. But here's the thing. They don't even understand. I'm a volunteer. Okay? I'm not at a church. They're not paying me to do this. I don't get no tithes and all. I don't get none of that. I just do it because this is what God has called me to do. And guess what? Platform he's given me to get my skills sharpened for when he does send me out there.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I don't miss an opportunity to learn, to allow God to use me. Because guess what? You got to be faithful over a little before he's going to entrust you with much.
Amen. That is true.
If you said me going, no, I don't want no one to hear my voice. No, I don't know how to pray. No, I don't want to. Guess what? You got to start somewhere.
That's for sure.
Why not start on Blog Talk Radio? Can't nobody see you? That's the perfect place for you to get your feet wet.
Yes.
My goodness, glory to God for all of you out there. It sounded like that was out of the field, but I'm not sure. So I'm going to go ahead and call it salvation. For all of you out there that don't know Christ yet, and for the ones that have not allowed the Holy Ghost to lead and guide them in the way they should go. And you know how I know you're not allowing the Holy Ghost to use you? Because even though you're saying you're a child of God, you still mean. You're still lying. You're still doing this. And that means that you're not listening to the Holy Ghost.
That's right. Because
the Holy Ghost is going to say, don't do that. That's not right. Don't do that. That's not of the Father. Don't do that. He is not pleased. But you're not letting the Holy Ghost lead you in your daily walk. You just walking around saying, I'm a child of God. There's more to it than that. They need to be able to see the fruit.
Yeah.
Huh? They need to be able to see your love, your kindness. They need to see Christ operating in you.
Okay.
Father God, for all of the ones that are still out there that have not given their life to you yet, as they are under the sound of my voice, let them say, Father God, I'm a sinner. Forgive me of my sins, oh God, I repent. I do believe that Jesus came and died on that cross for my sins. yes, come into my life. I will make you my Lord and Savior.
Oh,
huh? You have to confess that you believe that Jesus do exist.
Yes, he does.
And then you got to invite him to come into your life. And then say, Father God, lead and guide me in the way you would have me to go.
Mm-hmm.
That I, Father God, that I would allow you to create in me a clean heart, renew a right spirit, and bring about a transformation in me.
Lord, yes.
I don't want to be that nasty, dirty caterpillar anymore. Mm-hmm. I want you, oh God, to turn me into that beautiful butterfly.
Yes, Lord.
And if you pray that prayer, you ask God to lead and guide you to a good household of faith that you can learn and grow in his ways,
yes,
and become more and more Christ-like. Precious and Heavenly Father, thank you for your word on tonight. Thank you for everyone that was under the sound of my voice. I pray that they would meditate on this word so they can get understanding of just how important the Holy Spirit really is. Just how important that power is.
Mm.
We cannot operate as a child of God without allowing the Holy Ghost to render his power to us. Father God, help us to do better. Help us,
help
Holy Ghost, to understand your purpose for being here for us. The reason Jesus sent you back anyway is to help us in this walk, because we can't do it on our own. We thank you. We love you. We honor and adore you. Have your way with all of your people tonight. And I pray that they will continue to seek after righteousness and holiness and walk away from them things that are not pleasing in your sight. Ask all of these blessings. In the mighty name of your son, Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you guys. Love you.
God bless you too. Love you. And get some rest.
Yes, thank you. You hear me, right? I'm like,
yes.
Oh, God bless you guys. I love you.
Love you guys. And thank you, 704-724. God bless you and have a wonderful evening.
You too.
Good night.